This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise belong to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we ask Him for His help and assistance and forgiveness and to protect us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, he says, من قال رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي وجبت له الجنة. This is the one who says, I'm happy and satisfied with Allah as a Rabb, and with Islam as a religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet, then Jannah is a must for him. Wajabat. Jannah is his. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, the one who hears the muaddin and then afterwards says, وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So once the adhan is done, and he says, and I also testify that there is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, alone, having no partners, لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and that Muhammad is عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهُ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولَهُ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَهُ. And he says this, I'm happy and satisfied with Allah as a Rabb, with Muhammad as a messenger, and with Islam as a religion, غُفِرَ لَهُ ذَنْبُهُ, his sins are forgiven. And in another hadith, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who says in the morning, مَنْ قَالَ إِذَا أَصْبَحَ, same phrase, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّا. He says, when he says that in the morning, meaning continuously keep saying this in the morning, فَأَنَا الزَّعِيمُ لَأَخُذَنَّ بِيَدِهِ حَتَّى أُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. He says, I will guarantee, I am the guarantor, that I will take him by the hand until he enters Jannah. All these hadith with the great reward associated with them highlight and stress the important ibadah of rida, to be happy and satisfied and content with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and with his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and with the religion of Islam. And you can see the promises that you receive when you're happy with all of that and satisfied. Whether you say this after the adhan, whether you say it in the morning when you wake up after your fajr, or you generally say it as part of your dhikr, as part of your dua. Rida. To be happy and fully content with Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that is the first one. What does that mean, to have rida about Allah Azza wa Jalla? We're familiar with the fact that we want Allah to be happy with us. And Allah mentions in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum. Allah is happy with them. But Allah also says, waradu anhu. And they are happy with Him. And they are satisfied with Him. So Allah is happy and satisfied with them, the believers, the prophets and their followers. Allah is happy with them, but they're also happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. And it means to be happy with Allah as a Rabb and happy with Allah as an Ilah. To be happy with Allah as an Ilah, it means that I'm satisfied with Him. When I rely upon Him, I don't need to rely upon anybody else. When I trust Him more than I trust anybody else. When I ask Him, I don't feel the need or the urgency to ask anybody else. I'm satisfied with Him as an Ilah. I'm satisfied with His ibadah. When I worship Him, I don't need to worship anyone or anything else because I get everything that I want from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He leaves no need of mine unmet. So I'm satisfied with His ibadah. I don't desire people's praise. I don't desire favors from them because I understand the best of praise is the praise of Allah. And the best of assistance is the assistance of Allah. So when I worship Allah Azza wa Jal, I worship Him alone. I'm satisfied with Him and happy with Him as a Rabb. بتدبيره, in His decrees, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He gives, whatever He denies, whatever way He sets my life, even if it goes against my own plans and will, I'm also happy with the tadbir, the decree, the preferences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course it is easy to say this when things are going our way. When Allah has given us exactly what we want and what makes us happy, it is easy to be happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is easy then to say Alhamdulillah, because everything is great in our lives. We are happy. But when things go opposite our intent, when Allah chooses something unlike or contrary to our choices, that is the moment where happiness with Allah Azza wa Jal clearly manifests itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Inna 'idham al-jaza'i ma'a 'idham al-bala'." He says, "The great reward is with a great test." 'Idham al-jaza' comes when there is a great test. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. And if Allah loves a people, He tests them, meaning He afflicts them. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ الصُّخْطَ. So the one who's happy and satisfied will receive happiness and satisfaction, and the one who is displeased will receive displeasure. Of course, when bad things happen to me and you, of course they are going to distress us. Of course they're going to bring us some pain. Of course they're going to bring us dissatisfaction. But here, once the believer knows and he remembers and ponders the fact that this is Allah's choice, this is something that Allah wants, and though it is not my first choice, but I understand that Allah's choice is better than mine. I understand that there is wisdom behind it that may escape my understanding. So I'm happy and content with Allah's choice more than my own choice, because I know it will bring me greater good than anything that I could have chosen myself. When the believer receives this information, this affliction with that certainty, then you can start being happy with whatever Allah Azza wa Jal sends your way. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal sends your way, you're naturally happy when you are healthy. But if you become sick and it's painful to be sick, but you remember that this is better for you, you could be happy for the choice that Allah had made for you. Because either way, you're gonna get sick. Either way, you're gonna lose money. Either way, you're gonna lose loved ones. How are you gonna deal with all of that? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you are happy with Allah's decrees, you'll receive happiness. فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. You'll have the rida of Allah Azza wa Jal when He looks at you and He says, He's happy with my choice. Happy though he's going through difficulty, he's happy with my choice. Of course, if there is a room for you to change reality, to change what's happening to you, change it. But there are many instances where we cannot change. Somebody dies, there's just you lose some money, you lose a loved one. You just simply cannot do anything about it. If you're going to be unhappy, and if you're going to be grumpy, if you're going to be dissatisfied, you're going to receive the dissatisfaction from Allah Azza wa Jal to begin with, and then your own life will be an unhappy life, because you're not happy no matter what happens. You can't, because bad things will happen. But if you receive it with a good spirit, knowing that Allah's compensation is waiting for you, that Allah's pleasure is waiting for you, that this particular thing is soon going to be over, and what you will receive are rewards from Allah, then it is easy to tolerate and be patient, and in fact be happy with this. Actually be happy with it. Because you know that Allah only brings you the best. Someone was asked, he says, how do I know if Allah is happy with me? كيف أعلم إن كان الله راضيا عني? He says, look, if you are happy with Allah. أَلَنْظُرْ إِذَا كُنْتَ أَنْتَ عَنِ اللَّهِ رَاضِيًا. He says, how do I know if Allah is happy with me? He says, are you happy with Allah? If you are happy with Allah, then that is a sign that Allah is happy with you. But if you are unhappy with Allah Azza wa Jal, every time something bad happens, you blame Him. You curse your life, you curse your luck, you can't deal with it. Then there is a sign that you don't know Allah, you don't trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're not happy with His decrees. Again, it doesn't mean that you're going to receive loss as you receive gain. You receive birth as you receive death. It doesn't mean that, but it means that when you receive it, you have the iman to deal with it and eventually overcome it and be happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what it means. And when that happens, when you're happy with Allah Azza wa Jal, it will have several fruits that must follow. One of these fruits is that you're not going to care about what people say or do. You're only going to care about your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, and all other people become secondary. No one can hurt you, because you know that all power belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. Once somebody said to another, he said, I'm going to make you sad, I'm going to hurt you. He said, how can you hurt me? Can you make me or force me to leave Islam? He says, no. He says, then you cannot hurt me. Because whatever you try to do, if you happen to be successful, I'll know that Allah allowed it. And if Allah allows it, I know that He allows it for a good reason. You can't hurt me. تستوي عنده الحالات, meaning you can reach such a degree where you do not really care. If I wake up tomorrow, will I be sick or healthy? Will I be rich or poor? Because you know that all of this, no matter what's going to happen. And of course, before we continue, you take your precautions. Of course, you try to preserve your health, you try to preserve your wealth, but if something goes, despite your best efforts, and you wake up tomorrow, you don't care about it, whether you're rich or poor, or healthy or sick, because all of them are by Allah's decree. So that leaves you with a great satisfaction inside. Nothing bad is ever going to happen because Allah is choosing it. So nothing bad can happen. And if Allah chooses it, it must be good. And if Allah chooses what is good, Allah will assist you through it until you endure all of it. This is what happiness with Allah Azza wa Jal means. One of its fruits is you're not going to quarrel with people as much. You're not going to disagree with people as much. Because you know that whatever they do, even when they try to hurt you, and they could be at fault for it, but if they try to hurt you, eventually Allah Azza wa Jal allowed it. If you want to change that reality, don't seek vengeance. You can punish if you wish with justice, but don't seek vengeance, but ask Allah Azza wa Jal to change it. Because your beef is not with this person or that person. Your problem is with your own sins that bring on that affliction. Repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, no one can hurt you. It also will bring on the fruit of less reliance upon people. If you're satisfied with Allah Azza wa Jal, and if you need something, you bring your need to Him. I don't need to ask so-and-so for assistance, or not as much, or so-and-so for money, or at least not as much, because I bring my needs to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah is sufficient for me. Your relationship with Allah is so solid that everybody else, as we said, is secondary. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفر. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. To be happy and satisfied with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet and messenger, as a Nabi and as a Rasul, means that you believe that he is a prophet and a messenger. And if you believe that he's a prophet and the messenger carrying the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then that means that whatever he is saying is true. It means that what he is doing is true. It means that he is the best model, the best educator, the best teacher. It means that when he says something, you follow it because you know that he's bringing it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that no one else is going to impress you above Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means if somebody offers another model, another way, other than his way, alayhi salatu wassalam, you're not going to rush to embrace that way, but you rush to embrace what the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal is telling you. وَإِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا Allah Azza wa Jal says about his prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you obey him, you will be guided. That's not for anybody else except for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ Allah Azza wa Jal says, he swore by Allah Azza wa Jal being the Rabb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ They will not have iman until they make you a judge in whatever disputes arise between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا Then they will not find in themselves any hesitation about your judgment, and they will submit to it completely. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam judges between two people, or judges between you and another person, or you and your hawa, you and your desire. I want something, but the Prophet is telling me something else. True iman, true happiness with him as a prophet, true love for him, requires that you say, I'll follow what you say, but not somebody else. I'll follow what you say, but not my hawa, my desire, my emotions, or my mind is saying. It means to follow his sunnah, alayhi salatu wassalam, in the big things and in the small things, to try to be as much as him as possible, to hope that when you die, you'll get to meet him. And you'll get to be with him in Jannah. So to be satisfied with that, you have to be satisfied with him in this life. And the last part, to be happy and satisfied with Islam as a religion, this is part of being happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. If I'm happy with his decrees, meaning whatever he made possible or not possible in this life for me, I should also be happy with his revelation and with his sharia as well. If he tells me that this is halal, then I do it. If he tells me that this is haram, then I know that it is disastrous if I do this. If he tells me about what benefits me in Islam, I believe it. Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا Allah says about this Islam, I'm happy with this Islam and satisfied with it for you as a religion. Allah is happy with it, but you're unhappy. Allah is satisfied with it, but you're unsatisfied. Allah believes it to be complete, but you believe it to be incomplete. How could you be happy with Allah and His Messenger if you're not happy with His revelation? To be happy with the Quran as a source of happiness and guidance. To be happy with the Quran as a way of treating our physical and spiritual illnesses. To be happy with His Sharia in organizing our lives individually and communally. To be happy with what He has revealed, believing that if I open the Mus'haf, if I open a book in the Sunnah, if I know what His Sharia is, I know what guidance is. I don't oppose this with my own mind. If my mind is rebellious, I don't oppose this with my own emotions and preferences. I don't oppose this with any particular fad or trend in society. I don't oppose this with peer pressure. I don't oppose this with my family is telling me. I don't oppose it with anything else because I know it is supreme. If I'm happy with it, then I will follow it. So when we go back and say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا, we have to think about it and we have to mean it. I'm really happy. I'm really satisfied. And he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا ومحمد النبي. He says, you will have the taste of Iman. You will find the taste of Iman if you are happy with Allah as your Rabb and with Muhammad as your Prophet and with Islam as your religion. So let's step back a little bit and look at it and consider whether we are happy with them or not. Because the way to get the happiness of Allah is to be happy with all of them. We can take small steps that will bring us closer to Allah, to His religion, and to the Sunnah of His Prophet. We can learn more about it, and the more that you will learn about it, the more that you will be impressed and happy and satisfied. We can start practicing it little by little, and the more that you practice, the more that you will be happy, because you're going to see the fruits of your practice. You're going to see the gain. The more and more you will be happy with Allah and His Prophet and His book. And you're going to say to yourself, I don't need anything else. I love Allah Azza wa Jal. I love His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I'm so fortunate to be a Muslim out of choice. And I will continue to be that until I meet Allah Azza wa Jal. So ask Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, make us of those who are happy and satisfied with You. And happy and satisfied with Your Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And happy and satisfied with Your religion and Your revelation. We ask You, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to eliminate doubt from our hearts. We ask You to protect us from the weakness of Iman. Increase our Iman and make it like the unshakable mountains. We ask You, Ya Allah, to give us increased certainty about Your existence, about Your presence, about Your power, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Make us of those who call upon You often. Make us of those who need You often. Make us of those who repent to You, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask You, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to grant us all the good things in this life and in the hereafter. And bring up and protect us from all evil in this life and in the hereafter. We ask You that You would grant us Jannah and everything that will bring us closer to it. And that You would protect us from hellfire and anything that will bring us closer to it. And we ask You for the best that Your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked You for. And we seek Your protection from the worst that Your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sought Your protection from. O Allah, forgive us all of our sins and the sins of the rest of the Muslims. We ask You for Jannah and we seek Your protection from hellfire. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qulubana ala deenik. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسألك الجنة اللهم نسألك الجنة اللهم نسألك الجنة اللهم نعوذ بك من النار اللهم نعوذ بك من النار اللهم نعوذ بك من النار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقم الصلاة.